And there was space. Were it not for all the violence and for Vietnam, the 60s might have been remembered principally as the space decade. It was a tiny metal bird with a Russian accent, Sputnik 1, that had ushered in the space race in 1957. The first U.S. rockets often died in smoke at or near the launching pad. The early Explorer series began to show some hope, but the improvised launch vehicles, the Army's Redstone and Jupiter missiles, limited the size of the satellites to little more than a grapefruit or medicine ball. Were it not for the German Peenemünde group, von Braun, Debus, the humiliation might have been total. In the early 60s, while the Air Force, the Army, and the new civilian agency, NASA, fought bitterly for control of the space program, Wernher von Braun called the shots, particularly the Russians.
We have been told that the hammer and sickle flag has now been planted on the moon, and we have no reason to doubt it. I would not be at all surprised to be hearing a human voice from outer space that will have an unmistakable Russian accent.
On April 12, 1961, 5 days before the Bay of Pigs, American prestige was jolted as the world heard the quickened pulse of Vostok 1 orbiting the Earth, and Yuri Gagarin became the first man in space. Lapse time, 1 hour and 48 minutes.
3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff. Liftoff. And 34 minutes after the hour.
3 weeks later, Alan Shepard went downrange from Cape Canaveral in a suborbital flight. Lapse time, 15 minutes. In July, Gus Grissom went downrange for 16 minutes and almost drowned when his Mercury capsule flooded and sank. Then on August 6, 1961, German Titov stayed in orbit for 25 hours and 18 minutes, and the United States still was without orbital capability.
Have a blinking high level light.
You are go. Order
system. Finally, on February 20th, 1962, John Glenn rode an improvised Mercury Atlas vehicle down the Caribbean range and into Earth orbit.
Mercury umbilical clear.
Mercury is go. Lights on.
Partly because of 10 postponements, partly because of the Glenn personality, that flight remains one of the most electric.
Good Lord, ride all the way.
Godspeed, John Glenn.
3, 2, 1, 0.
Roger, the clock is operating. We're underway.
Capsule is turning around. Oh, that view is tremendous.
Roger, turnaround has started.
Capsule turning around, and I could see the booster during turnaround just a couple of hundred yards behind me. It was beautiful.